Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message entitled, The Precious Blood. And the scripture I opened with was Hebrews 12:24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things. And I think there's perhaps no greater mystery in our Christian walk than to fully grasp and apprehend the worth and the power of the precious blood of Jesus. We don't hear a lot about the blood of Jesus today. Some of the old hymns talked about the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Or there's power, power in the blood. All those songs that used to be sung emphasize the importance of the blood of Jesus. And that's my purpose in sharing what the Lord has placed on my heart, because I know many of God's people are going through some real trials and battles right now, and that may be you. But if you have confessed Jesus, if He dwells in your heart, then as a Christian, you have been given, one of my favorite scriptures, everything that pertains to life and godliness. So whatever you need on a physical level, material level, or spiritual level, God has been faithful to supply that. But our salvation is really easy. It's free. It wasn't easy for God, but all we have to do is believe in our heart, confess with our mouth that Jesus came into this world. He was born a man, and He died to save us from our sins and restore us to fellowship with God. But from that point on, then, because God wants grown-up children, there is a partnership, if you will. There is a working together, the Holy Spirit, who comes into every spirit that of a believer when they are born again. We become alive in Christ. We become a new creature, and He's our helper and our guide. He shows us and gives us the strength that we need to be able to walk this Christian life. But beloved, be not deceived that, and as Paul says, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, that he is working to do everything he can, especially in these last hours of human history, because I believe most completely that we are in the end times. He is out to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. That's his modus operandi, if you will. And he will attack the family, he'll attack marriages, he'll cause strife and division in churches, he'll bring jealousy, fear, worry, and anxiety. He'll do anything he can to break down the peace of God within our hearts, anything to affect in a negative way our relationship with the Lord, unbelief, anger, strife, all the things of the flesh. And beloved, in our own strength, there is no way we can combat this evil foe. But God has good news for us in the Word of God. He's given us a standard. And what is that standard? It is the blessed standard of Calvary, the accomplishment of the shed blood of Christ on the cross can meet any raging onslaught of the enemy successfully, anytime and anywhere. It doesn't matter what we're going through. And as I said, we don't hear a lot about the blood of Jesus, but it's my purpose and intention through these broadcasts to be able to understand, perhaps in just a little greater measure, the efficacy of the blood of Jesus. Now, we understand Jesus shed His blood for us, and without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. His precious blood, he was sinless, spotless, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He shed his blood, but now, beloved, we have a responsibility. We have to apply and appropriate the blessings of the new covenant to our own lives. Remember that opening scripture I shared with you, Hebrews 12:24, the blood of sprinkling, which speaketh of better things. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. He made that new covenant. If you remember the words of Jesus to his disciples at that Last Supper, he said, "This is the new covenant that I will make with you." And so, beloved, it's imperative that we understand we are in conflict, we are in warfare, and the spiritual destruction the enemy wants to inflict can only be stopped by personal atonement, appropriation of the atonement. There's a passage in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, I'd like to share with you, verse 28. It says, "Through faith," and this is referring to Moses, "he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them." This was a commandment that basically instituted the Passover. They were to shed the blood of a perfect lamb. They were to eat it in haste, and that blood had to be applied. It was put on the lintels of the door. And beloved, even though that is an Old Testament example, yet the Old Testament is a type and symbol for us. For those Israelites who were living under Egyptian bondage, beloved, it was a very personal matter. Every household, if they didn't do it, they would be touched by the destroying angel. The firstborn would be killed. And the word says in Exodus 12:13, in fact, I think I'll turn to that. Exodus 12:13, it says that the blood applied by the sprinkling was all that was required for safety and protection and peace of mind. For that scripture says, "When the blood shall be to you for a token, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you." So that blood applied to the doorposts was sufficient to protect them from the destroying angel that affected every household in Egypt, and not just the people, but even the firstborn of the animals. And beloved, that same thing applies to us today, that same principle and truth, because the blood of Jesus will work that same kind of protection. And it's of interest to note that it's not just believing in something, it's not just having an interest in something or appreciation of its worth that does the job, but it was the applied blood that counted. In other words, they had to take those words that Moses told them, the truth that was spoken to him by the mouth of God, they had to translate that into action. So what does that speak to us? It tells us that faith without works is dead. And so the principle of faith and obedience is important to our welfare on every level, spiritually, physically, financially, and emotionally. And beloved, the devil wants to do everything he can to hinder your relationship with the Lord. I'm seeing that more clearly now the longer I walk with the Lord. And if we allow sin to remain in our lives, none of us are perfect. John tells us that no one was without sin. But if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. So once we are aware that we have sinned, we have fallen short, then we can ask the Lord to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he does through the precious blood of Jesus. And so if we're operating in right relationship to the Lord, in other words, if we're cleansed from sin, which separates us from God, it will always bring deliverance. It never fails. There's power in the blood. And so, beloved, what I'm saying is, say, well, you know, I've tried that, it doesn't work. Well, it's important to realize that we have to be in right relationship to the Lord. We have to be walking to the very best of our ability in obedience. You know that scripture that James talks about, you know, resist the enemy and he'll flee from you? Well, that's not the entire scripture. It says, submit to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee from before you. So it's not just resisting the enemy, it's not just pleading the blood of Jesus, but we have to be submitted to God. And what does submission to God implies? It implies obedience to the will of God. We delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within our hearts. Praise God. And so, as we understand that we need to be in right relationship with the Lord and the people of Israel under the old covenant, as that Passover lamb was sacrificed, they were brought into that right relationship. They were walking in obedience, and God wrought a great deliverance. Now, as we look at the Old Testament, we see that God gave Moses a very elaborate sacrificial system that required the shedding of the blood of animals. They had to be perfect. They couldn't be deformed or handicapped in any way. It had to be something of value to the owner. But beloved, that animal, whether it was a perfect lamb or a calf, a bullock, there was no merit in its blood. It was just ordinary blood that any lamb, any bullock, any calf would have. But it was a type or figure of the real blood that was going to be shed. It was a foreshadowing of the shed blood of the lamb. And so by observing various rituals, God's people were testifying to their belief in the coming Messiah, whose blood would redeem and sanctify all who would call upon the name of the Lord. And so It wasn't just the shedding of the blood of those animals, but it was their obedience to the word of the Lord. Well, my time has flown by, and there's so much more I want to share with you. It just gets better. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow. And if you are in a place of battle, beloved, there is power in agreeing prayer. And I deeply love my UCM family and appreciate the privilege God has given me. I invite you to be a part of that spiritual family. And the announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.